This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
I mean, we'd be remiss if we didn't bring on Josh Appel on a Panthers game night, round two. He's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Josh Appel, play-by-play broadcaster for the NFL on Sports USA. NFL season's going to be here before you know it. It's almost Christmas. Let's be honest. It's almost time for Christmas break.
What is going on here?
What is going on here? Crazy. But anyway, Appel, I watched Appel Saturday night on FS1, calling a little MLS action. Look good. He's on the call for U.S. Open Cup action tomorrow and Wednesday. Tomorrow, 7 p.m., Charlotte FC versus North Carolina FC on the Golazo Network and Paramount Plus. Wednesday, the Tampa Bay Rowdies and Orlando City, 7:30 on Paramount Plus. It was fun watching you on FS1.
Just happy your TV didn't break.
No, you look good, man.
Thank you.
It was very
nice. Try to be.
You did a good job, I thought. You. I don't know much about soccer, but it seemed like you did a good job.
Yeah, you know, there's always places to learn and grow. We have another one coming up in a couple weeks, too, so we get better for the next one.
All right. Well, I love that kind of attitude. That's the kind of attitude we need around this place. We don't have it around this place, but that's the kind of attitude we need around this place. All right. Preview the Panthers Maple Leaf series for us a little bit, because I was saying to Solana at the beginning of the show, you know, I was expecting different from the Panthers Lightning series than what I got. And so I don't know how to look at what, because I think Toronto's a really good team, but I thought Tampa was a really good team. And both will have home ice advantage over the Panthers. So what do you see with this series that gets underway tonight?
Well, look, the Panthers won, obviously, in five against Tampa Bay. But we know that it was very, very close to going back to Tampa 2-2, if not for the Panthers' rally over the course of 11, 12 seconds at the end of game four. I just think that the way that the Panthers play, it grinds their opponents down. Paul Ball is really tough over the course of a seven-game series to keep up with. And in Tampa's case, for reasons, you know, they lost some guys due to injury who were unavailable to play the last couple games, some important depth pieces for them. And Alexander Barkov, Sam Reinhart, Gustav Forsling did a really, really good job with Braden Point and Nikita Kucherov kind of neutralizing them. And the depth for Florida ended up winning out there. Toronto is better than Tampa Bay. I would say the one advantage that Tampa Bay does have over Toronto is goaltending. Old friend Anthony Stolarz is the starting goaltender for Toronto. He's had a really good year for them, took over the starting role. But I do wonder if, because this is his first time playing a significant amount of hockey as a starter, if maybe that catches up to him a little bit. They've got Oliver Ekman-Larsson, who was a big part of the Panthers' Cup run last year. Steven Lorenz had some big moments with the Panthers on their run last year as well. I know Solana brought up the great tweet in the first segment. Unfortunately for Toronto, the rest of the team is still playing for the Panthers.
And they've added a few pieces as well.
Right. Right. And, you know, so the interesting thing here with Toronto is they've completely overhauled the way their style of play is. With Sheldon Keefe, who's now the head coach for the Devils, they got rid of him after last season. They were playing more of a run-and-gun style. They bring in Craig Berube, who's won a Stanley Cup before, and they play a style now that more resembles how the Panthers play. But much like that Tampa Bay series, the Panthers' depth clears Toronto's. I mean, they got Steven Lorenz, who was a guy that they rotated out on the fourth line last year, who, again, was a good contributor, but he's on the third line for Toronto right now. And the Panthers, historically against the Maple Leafs, when they play in the postseason, they've been able to neutralize Austin Matthews, William Nylander, Mitch Marner, and they've always got that pressure, that core four with the Maple Leafs, John Tavares included in that. He's an all-time Panther killer, John Tavares, going back to his days with the Islanders. They've figured out a way to neutralize that core four for the most part. Can they do it again? I mean, the Panthers have two of the three nominees for the Selke Award, which is the best defensive forward in the NHL, in Reinhardt and Barkov. And I would imagine they'll try and neutralize that top line with Matthews and Marner, and then it'll be a tough matchup for Bennett and Tkachuk and Rodriguez against Nylander and Tavares. So if it comes down to the Panthers' third line against the Leafs' third line, edge goes to the Panthers with Lundell, Lucarainen, and Marchand. I think this is a tough matchup. And again, don't be surprised if the Panthers do lose. Toronto's very good, but like Panthers in six for me here.
Is this a tougher matchup on paper than Tampa?
I think so. I think that Toronto is slightly deeper than Tampa Bay is and was. It'll be interesting though, because I was reading earlier today that there were some that were watching that series between the Panthers and Lightning and felt that the Panthers almost kind of intimidated the Lightning towards the end of that series, and it had a real material effect on how Tampa Bay closed out that series. So I wonder if Toronto can stay physically in there and mentally in there against whatever shenanigans Paul Ball brings.
How great are the Stanley Cup playoffs been so far? We were talking about Winnipeg last night.
I mean, Winnipeg last night, Dallas the night before.
St. Louis is a second away from advancing. A second away from advancing. And now they're heading out on vacation. Exit interviews. That was unbelievable. We were talking about the scenes in Winnipeg, like the street scenes. Holy mackerel. Like, how cool was that?
It's the best playoff sport. Like, I don't I know we always do the NBA versus the NHL, but like, I don't know how you can watch these two things unfolding at the same time and not think like the NHL is the superior playoff product right now. And that's not to say that the NBA has been boring or anything in this postseason, but like, I just don't know how that you can compare to what we've seen from the NHL just in the last two nights. Like, I wonder what is more difficult to swallow, right? If you're Colorado and you trade Mikko Rantanen in the middle of the season because you don't think you can re-sign him, and then you're up two goals in the third period facing Mikko Rantanen and the Stars, who are also, by the way, without one of their top scorers and the number one defenseman, Mikko Rantanen takes over and scores a hat trick against you in the third period of Game 7 to send you home, or is it the Blues the next night who are up 3-1 with 2 minutes to go and concede the game-tying goal with, as you said, less than 2 seconds left, which, by the way, the pass that set up the one-timer, oh, unbelievable pass. Unbelievable. Like,
Lana, would you agree that the NHL playoffs are better than the NBA playoffs?
Hawk, avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period.
That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
A week ago, when Colorado actually won a game in overtime, I came on the air the next day and I said, I am so upset at myself for sleeping on the NHL for this many years. Like, I've missed out on so much good sports over the past, like, two decades of my life. And I'm happy that I'm here to consume it all right now. The NHL is on top, in my opinion, right? Like, it's insane how much fun it is.
There are some great videos going around social media today and last night of Blues fans experiencing those final seconds. And I was trying to rack my brain to think of something that, like, I've been through as a fan that compares to it in hockey. And the only thing that really comes to mind is game two
the
against
Panthers
the Lightning.
Playoff guarantee by Michael Uhlmark on the billboards.
Wow. What a great shout that is. But it was
remember that, Solana? Michael Uhlmark, who was the CEO of the team back then, they had billboards all over and radio ads or whatever. Panthers make the playoffs guaranteed. This was at the end of the season when there was maybe a 2% chance that they weren't going to make the playoffs. Games in hand. Spoiler alert, games in hand didn't go their way. But they did a Panthers playoff guarantee. What was it that your season tickets were free the next year or something?
I don't think it was that, but there was some kind of deal they were offering to season ticket holders.
Well, spoiler alert.
They ended up tied for the last playoff spot and lost on a tiebreaker and didn't get in.
The guarantee didn't work. It was a wasted billboard campaign.
Amazing.
So yeah, I think we've experienced something similar to what St. Louis went through.
I'm not sure. How I would function in the following days. Like, that's not like, all right, at least we have like another game, you know, the momentum's already against us. This happened in game two or three, but at least we have a chance to bounce back from it. But game seven, you've already blown you were up two goals. Now you're up a goal, just one clear. You get the shot blocked
on that all year long. Yeah.
I'd rather get swept than lose that way.
Oh, right?
I'd rather get
swept
than lose that way in a game seven. Hey, Appel, Leafs fans hate Brad Marchand, right? Like, they despise him because that's another. Just previewing the series, I was reading all about how Marchand gets to, you know, reignite his rivalry with Leafs fans specifically, and I guess because Boston, when he played with Boston, they eliminated the Leafs in the playoffs four straight times or every time that they played them. Which I know the Leafs in the playoffs have not had success. But specifically, like, he said some stuff to make past series more interesting between him and Toronto natives, right?
Yeah, and that's just Brad Marchand for you. Like, he loves that stuff. He's a rat, and he's our rat now. And it's so nice to have him on this side of things. And a lot of it is the mental game. And Brad Marchand is so good at that. Obviously, Matthew Tkachuk is great at it. I'm sure there will be some chirps from Toronto fans to Matthew after they just disposed of his brother Brady. But yeah, I mean, Brad Marchand, it's like the last player that I feel like Toronto wants to see in this series. It's like they have the high of winning that first round series, and they got to play Brad Marchand, Matthew Tkachuk, and the Panthers, it's not just Brad Marchand and the Bruins now, it's Brad Marchand and the Florida Panthers that have owned them over the last couple of seasons. I think I read the stat today that over the last 11, 12, 13 games, something like that, Toronto's only had 3 wins in regulation against the Panthers, and that's including the playoffs.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.